Okay, I'm here with the metalers from Dubai Benevolent. Hello guys, how are you doing?
Hi.
Hey Alison.
Hi Alison, how are you?
Good, thank you. Are you?
We're doing very well. Very, very good.
Okay, right. So for everybody listening to this interview, can you introduce yourselves, let the people know who you are and what instruments you play in the band?
Okay, I'm Hadi and I do the clean vocals and guitars. And
I am Ferdi and I do the growls.
And I'm Gad and I do guitars.
Okay, awesome, thank you. Right, you've just released your first track, The Seeker, from your upcoming album, The Covenants, even, which is due for release on 18th of March. How are you all feeling about it, and what kind of reaction have you received from people so far?
We're feeling really good. You know, the track is definitely something that we feel really strongly about, and you know, there was a lot of discussion about which track to release as the single, but this one we felt represented this album very well, and it also takes off from where we left off on Divided really well. So you know, the reaction's been great. We're really stoked. We can't wait to share this with everybody. I mean, I'm sure the guys feel equally as excited.
The song covered a lot of ground as well on what we've been doing on the new album too. So a lot of the elements that are in the new album are actually in the song as well.
And I suppose it's a perfect song because it's kind of in between Divided and The Covenant, because we went through a lot of changes musically from Divided to The Covenant. And this was the first track we actually recorded on the new album. And it kind of is the bridge, so to speak.
Yeah, it serves as a good transition between the two.
Okay. Right, great. So what kind of comments have you had from fans so far then?
Well, for starters, I mean, the best thing that I can think of is, you know, we've sent this track and obviously the rest of the album to Andels Herrick, and, you know, he's posted about it saying that it's a masterpiece, and that's just, you know, I mean, that's amazing for us to hear, because obviously Andels is, he plays on the album and he's, you know, he's an idol to us, and, you know, it just feels great. You know, the general reaction is absolutely amazing. I mean, a lot of people are sharing it, a lot of people are talking about it, and you know, the buzz is building about the new record, and you know, it feels great because we've been working on it for quite some time. We've really put a lot of time into making it, and it feels good to finally be able to share some of it, you know, at least one song from the record, and you know, we're loving it. We're loving the process.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. So the album has 11 tracks and it's darker and heavier than Divided.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about the songs and the lyrics and the writing process that you went through and how it ended up, how it is?
Gad, do you want to get started with that?
we could say the themes for the songs, they're a little mixed up. I mean, it's not a concept album, just to get that out of the way. But each song has its own, like really individual story and feel and everything to it. Generally, some of the songs, they have darkish themes, and then they've got that little, you know, victory point somewhere towards the end of the song. Some of them, you know, end badly for, you know, the subject person that we're talking about, or subject being, or whatever we're talking about in the song, and sometimes it ends well for them. So it's got the dark thing going and the optimistic thing going at the same time.
Right.
That's mostly the feel in most of the songs. And then, you know, we do cover a lot of other ground too in the lyrics. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be out there when the album actually comes out and people listen to it.
It is not a concept album, but the beauty of it is the songs actually kind of complement each other. So, and this was actually strange to us because, for example, I wrote a song, Hadi wrote another song, and Gad wrote a third song. But once we combine them together, they kind of,
A running theme to, you know, in all the tracks. And, you know, as far as the songwriting goes, you know, like from the musical side rather than the lyrics, I mean, you know, for starters, we actually write the music before the lyrics are written. Mm-hmm. You know, from a music point of view, we actually started writing this album a month after Divided came out.
Really?
the first few months of writing were completely scrapped because I think the writing was just, you know, so influenced by what we did in Divided, you know, because that was the first album we put out and people were really buzzed about it, so we got so inspired, we're like, that was a success. Let's do the same album again. You know what I mean? We're like, okay, that sounds a little too divided, and there's no growth there. So, but then as the, you know, within these writing sessions, you kind of lock into one idea from one of the songs, and it kind of paves the way for everything else that comes after. And that is the song called Metamorphosis. That was the first song that we wrote that sounded like the new album. That kind of paved the way for what The Covenant sounds like. It's a dark song. It's got that, you know, like, really huge theme about it. It's very progressive. It's more progressive than any of the things that we've done on Divided. And I think a lot of the prog moments on this album are really over the top, you know, when compared with what we've done on Divided. We all come from prog backgrounds. We like odd time measures. We like the solos, and we like instrumental sections. But I think we really actually had the time to sit with these songs, get to know them better, and kind of make these decisions about where to take them, kind of in our own time, because, you know, the album was produced, you know, by the band, and we kind of all sat together and worked on it, and even it was recorded at my personal studio, so we weren't on a clock in some studio thinking we got to get it done now because of some certain budgets or something. So we kind of took our time. I mean, we're talking about 3 years of making an album, which is kind of ridiculous, but
it's a long time by any standards.
So, but you know, when you factor in how much of our, like, soul is going into this record, when you hear it, I hope, I mean, when we listen to it, we feel like there's definitely parts of us stamped in there, so we hope that when people hear it, they feel the same way.
I feel like I pretty much lost my soul to this album. I'm sold this right now. It's all in there.
Oh, well, that's brilliant, and that's really good that you could spend all that time. So that's great to be proud of your art.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So do you all? You said that you all sort of involved. Do you all sit together and write the songs together?
Well, with this album, because we've actually got joined the band as a guitarist after the album has been written. But so basically, I've kind of written most of the music. Having said that, he did lead guitar on a couple of songs, and, you know, obviously when we were wrapping the songs up, you know, there was a lot of ideas from him as well. And honestly, I think I did write the songs primarily, but there's a little bit of everybody in these songs. I don't think it's just me. I think there's a little bit of everybody in the lyrics and certain suggestions that were made about how certain parts should sound or where they should be taken and stuff, you know. And I let the guys say their own words.
I suppose that there's been a lot of changes over the last year, actually, because we did start 3 years ago, but individually we changed a lot, and over the first year and a half to 2 years, some songs, actually, when we, like, you know, we would involve our friends and we would tell them, you know, how does this sound like? A lot of people would tell us, this doesn't really sound like Benevolent. So from there, and, you know, on a personal level, also, like, I moved countries, Hadi moved countries, so we all changed a lot in those 3 years. So with that change, I guess the music kind of changed as well.
Yeah.
And also the themes of the music, in terms of lyrics, in terms of how the vocals were recorded, how the vocal melodies were made, that also actually changed massively over the last year. So if you were to hear the same track, let's say The Seeker, from 2 years ago, you will not recognize it.
Right. Yeah, it sounded completely different. So the infrastructure was sort of like, it was written by Hadi, like, to begin with, the whole infrastructure of the song. But then later on, when we sat down to actually fine-tune them over the past, the past period, you know, some riffs have been moved around here and there, parts have been removed, you know, new riffs have been proposed and added in. And the lyrics, they were pretty much written by all of us as well. Like, the lyrical theme can pretty much change the whole vibe of the song as well.
Yeah.
You can hear the instrumental, you'll be expecting one thing, and then when the lyrics come in, they just take you somewhere else completely. So the lyrics, they were pretty much, written later on after the instrumentals were done and so on, and we all contributed to that.
And just one more thing I want to add. I mean, there's something about this band that I really personally take pride in, and I think everybody else, is that we do things very honestly. So there's honesty in these songs. So that's why songs have changed as we have changed. And that's why this material sounds like us. It sounds like the change that we've went through, and it's a perfect representation of who we are as individuals and musicians.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Right, as you mentioned earlier on, you had a guest appearance by Andals Herrick drumming on the album. How did that come about?
Well, I got in touch with Andals on Facebook. I just literally sent him a message, and I was like, you know, this is my band. I'm wondering if you want to, you know, work with us. Basically, you know, I just sent him the link to Divided EP, and he just got back to me saying he absolutely loves the music and he loves the vocals and he loves the overall production and sound, and yeah, he's definitely interested in working with us.
Oh.
And I mean, that was kind of crazy. I mean, I remember getting Fadi a call. I mean, I don't remember what I said, but maybe Fadi can tell you, because I kind of got in touch with Andals before I told the guys. I kind of just kind of went ahead and,
yeah,
you know, took it upon myself to just send him a message, and he responded, and I just, you know,
I remember that day. I mean, Hadi gave me a call, and he's like, man, you're not going to believe what just happened, and I'm like, what? And you can't believe what just happened is kind of a word that everybody says, but on that day, it actually, you know, it was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, check your email. He sent me a screenshot, and I'm like, you're kidding me, right? This is fake. This is not true. He's like, this is absolutely true. So it was amazing.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
At first we started with just one song, but then it went really, really well. And then we're like, why don't we do the whole album with Andals? We suggested the idea to him, and he was on board. And that's what happened.
And you know, one more moment that I can share is I was sitting with Gad in a coffee shop. We were back in Kuwait. And that was at a time when Andals had already recorded the first song, and he basically sent us a video of him playing the song.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there like two little kids with their new toy, watching the video.
I couldn't believe it, actually. Like, well, when I found out Andals was on board, I mean, his old band, Chimera, I've been a fan of theirs for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So like, even when I first heard the news, Andals Herrick is on board, I'm like, which Andals Herrick? He cannot be the guy in Chimera. I mean, who's Andals Herrick? Who are you talking about? I was thinking he's way out of the question. And they're telling me Andals Herrick from Chimera, Roadrunner United, he's on board. No
yeah.
way. I'm still having trouble absorbing it to this day, but you
bit
know
shocked.
What? It's crazy.
Yeah. You know what? I just want to say that Andals is an absolutely amazing guy. I mean, I don't need to say anything about his musicianship because everybody knows, but he's an absolutely amazing person to work with, and he really goes out of his way to kind of make everything work out. And he's such an artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He really speaks our language, if I may say.
Mm.
He's an absolutely great person to work with. So
put it out there that he can read sheet music.
Yeah, he can read sheet music.
That's a bonus then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. So, have you got any plans for touring? How would that work for you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's something we want to do to support the new record. We're actually working on some stuff. There's nothing confirmed yet, so we're not ready to announce anything.
Mm.
But we definitely want to, you know, we definitely want to hit Europe, and we want to go to India, want to go to Australia, and just to, you know, I mean, when you make a record and when it's something that you truly, truly believe in, you really want to go out. It kind of pushes you to go out there and share it with as many, you know, fans around the world as you can.
Yeah,
exactly. So there's definitely plans.
Okay, so if you could play anywhere in the world, then where would you choose to go to?
God, go ahead, man.
Antarctica. With the polar bears, mind you.
Oh, Metallica just beat you to it.
Yeah, freeze them all.
Yeah, there you go. Or we'll just go. So, no, I guess, I don't know, like, if I have to think off the top of my head, like, I mean, Europe has a huge scene for metal, so touring Europe is definitely number one.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say a country in specific. I'd want to do the whole continent.
Yeah, yeah. What about a festival?
I would say the same.
Hmm. I would do Download.
Yeah.
Yeah, Download for me.
Right. Okay.
Like, we wouldn't do Download.
we have an issue with that.
That's the one festival I'd like to do, actually. If I had to select, wanted to be Download Festival.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, cool. Fingers crossed then for the future.
Yes.
Right. So, aside from planning on touring, what, and obviously the album release in March, what are the other future plans for Benevolent?
Well, we're currently trying not to write music because we kind of want it to bulk up and then just kind of get in the zone and get some stuff out, but you know,
we're having trouble doing that, aren't we? We're always writing stuff.
Dad and I have already started sending ideas to each other. Every time I send him an email with a new idea, I feel so guilty. we write music all the time, so we're definitely going to be doing that. We also have a lot of plans with, you know, getting some videos out, you know, definitely a music video, some playthroughs of the new songs. You know, there's a lot of cool moments for guitarists to kind of, you know, look at, so we're definitely going to do that. So, we're really into the whole internet kind of stuff with the videos and, you know, just getting on social media and stuff. So that's something that we spend a lot of time doing.
Yeah, well, that's a great medium for spreading the word, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Right, so to finish off, would you like to leave a message for everybody who will listen to this or read the interview as well, because it will be posted on Metal Shock Finland as well?
Cool. Well, I personally would like to say thank you to everybody who's, you know, checked out our stuff and who spreads the word about us, and I really hope that everybody enjoys the record as much as we enjoyed making it, and, hopefully see you on the road.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you, Allison, for this, and I hope you guys enjoy our music as much as we enjoyed writing it, and we enjoy listening to it right now.
Oh, okay. You're very welcome. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you,
Allison.
Thank you.